Well, I came here with 4,000 cans, and as punishment for drinking them all, I've got to put them through this chute one at a time. This is about a year's worth. I meant to have these in prior to Christmas for some Christmas cash. Got lazy, drank a few more cartons, and now I've got to do them one at a time. So, but yeah, a nice little cash bonus. What was going to be $400 will be $800. So,
why is it that you recycle and not just throw them in the bin?
I was a big supporter of Jerry Wood when he brought in refundable beverage containers, and I just can't see the point in throwing away the money that I've already spent, because all I'm doing is getting my money back. Today I'm getting my money back and a little more.
What will you do with it?
Probably buy ammo.
When you are out hunting, do you find that people are responsible with their rubbish?
Look, I certainly would like them to be more responsible. It's a small element, but it leaves a very visible tail of what's going on, from beverage containers to other packaging, but also the spent shells. I've heard the excuse, it'll just be burnt in the next fire. Well, these people are shooting on a wetland, and wetlands rarely burn. Pick it up, take it home with you, or put it in the bins provided.
Hi, my name is Alina, and I work in marketing for Tomra. So normally you can get 10 cents per container, but this week we're offering 20 cents as a bit of a celebration for our 4.5 million containers that's been returned in Darwin since the 1st of July. And that's 4.5 million containers that are not ending up in landfill, not in our waterways, and are being made back into new materials and new products. For example, your glass beer bottle, your beer can, your soft drink can, your plastic water bottle, your Coke bottles. So things like your 2 litre milk is not eligible because you drink that at home. So it's containers that you drink when you're out and about and that would be commonly littered in the environment. So you can't recycle wine bottles, spirit bottles, cordial bottles and plain milk. Usually it's anything that's over 3 litres as well, so if that's not eligible. So if you're ever unsure, you can have a look, turn the bottle over. If it's got the 10 cent mark, then that's a surefire win that it will go through the machine.
There's people lined up in front of reverse vending machines. What are they doing?
So all you need to do is simply place the bottle in the hole. We've got a 360 degree barcode reader that scans for the barcode. From that, we work out what type of container it is and if it's eligible. It'll then go down the conveyor belt and it will be automatically sorted based on what type of material it is.
There's a particular odour. It's a vinegary, sour smell. Is there a requirement that you must wash out your containers first?
If you can rinse out your containers, it's also compulsory to take the lids off your containers.
Why do you have to take the lids off?
It's a different type of plastic, so they're not eligible.
Have you had any strange or unusual containers today that you thought, I'm not sure what to do with this?
We actually haven't so far that I've seen. I think everyone's pretty on the ball with what's eligible here in the Northern Territory.
What's your name?
Jesse. I just got some bottles and cans and anything that says the 10 cents on it. Oh, this is just from the family home, so over Christmas and that, so you get a little bit of extra money, and I mean, we've always done it in the family, so.
Yep. What's your name?
Michael.
You've got yourself quite the collection here. Where's it all come from?
Backyard. Yeah, I had a few friends over, barbecues and whatnot for Christmas.
Is this your first time here?
Yeah, first time I've come here. At least you know the cans and bottles are going in the bin, not out. Wildlife.
Hi, my name is Damien Crook. My title is Supervisor of Tomra in Tang Street, Coconut Grove. I started on the same day the scheme started, which is the 1st of July.
And in that time, 4.5 million containers have passed through this depot. That seems like an extraordinary number.
It's relentless. It doesn't matter how many schemes are out there in Darwin, it just keeps on happening. Every week we're breaking records. Most weeks, it's just gaining momentum. It's not getting any less. Even over Christmas, I thought it would settle down, but it's not. All genres of life, people come in. Kids are coming in. When we had fireworks, people were coming in because that day, because they're getting more money for fireworks. A lot of other people who are disadvantaged come in and they get their extra money that they can get extra food and that. It's a great concept. It works for everyone.
Territorians are often labelled as being big drinkers, heavy drinkers. Would you say that there's a lot of alcohol bottles that come through here?
Yes, definitely.
Why do you think that Territorians have been so enthusiastic to take up recycling?
I have people come in here and say how clean the territory is. It's funny that, and if you drive somewhere else and you see how dirty it is, there's bottles and litter everywhere, we clean it up because it's 10 cents. Some people think that it's horrible going through rubbish bins, but the people who do it, we know how hard it is in the territory weather-wise. People are still getting out, so they're getting fitter. It's very hot. It's not easy work, but they're cleaning up the community and they're getting something for it. I think that's great.
Yeah, sometimes there's political stoushing between neighbours and also people going through private rubbish bins. Do you hear much about that?
Yeah, definitely. End of the day, I believe that, you know, if a bin is out the side, then I'm assuming that it's legal to go, but then I've heard that it's not, so I really don't know. But I do know that it's not just that, it's also around the rivers and the beaches. A lot of people, you know, we get sand in them because they walk their dog and they find it. Same thing, it's cleaning it up. Still getting off the streets and someone's benefiting from it.
What happens to them? What do you do with it all?
Okay, so every day we have trucks come in the morning, we on-sell straight away. So pretty much what we get today at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning will be done and gone and we're clear for the next day. That's it for me. I just sell it. I on-sell.
Oh, just getting rid of the leftovers from Christmas, actually.
Do you come here often?
No.
Probably about
three times a year.
Why are you doing it?
Well, I'm going to get the cash and I'm going to donate it to the bushfires. That's about the best I can do.
What's your name?
Michaela.
How many bottles and cans do you reckon you've got in this giant big sack?
Probably 1,000.
Where'd you get them all from?
Yeah, over here.
How much money do you think you're going to get today?
About 100.
So that, what are you going to do with the money?
Put petrol in our boat.